Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters: your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
97.1 FM Talk Podcast.
Good morning. Good Friday morning, I should say, and welcome into the Mark Cox Morning Show. We made the call. We made the bell this morning, Dan Buck.
We made the bell. Did you get the license plate of that truck that must have hit me last night?
Your voice is scratchy, and so is mine. And yeah. Ethan was out there as well. I don't know how late you stayed.
We left about 8.
Did you? Yeah. And how late were you there, Dan?
I was there till about 9.
Okay.
No, I should say I left about 9:15. I got home about 9:15.
All right. Yep. Well, that's good. I wish we had done this on a Friday night.
Yeah, right?
So I could have stayed longer. This just was a poor planning on Tricia Siegman Everding's part. I'm just going to blame her. Thank
she
you.
Did such a great job.
Oh,
what
did.
A fun
I know.
Party. I know. 25 years was celebrated in high-class fashion. It was awesome. I think everybody had a great time.
This is not something I'm going to say to you often, Ethan, but it's kind of bright in here this morning, isn't it?
Oh, I got my things on up here.
I tell you, I can't tell you how impressed I was with the turnout we had yesterday out at the district in Chesterfield. I mean, it was fantastic. I sat in on, sort of co-hosted with Reardon for his show from 3 to 6, and so many people were coming in and out, I feel like I didn't get to talk to everyone. That was the sad thing about it. By the time I got off the air at 6, the party was only scheduled to last till 7:30, and every time I'd turn around, I'd start talking to somebody else, and I never made it to the food, not once.
I didn't either.
I got to listen to a little bit of Richie and Pretty Weeds playing music outside.
They were amazing.
At one point. Oh, they are. They're great.
They're great. And you did draw the winning ticket for the Backstoppers, and it was the manager, Brian
yeah,
from the
no,
Lit.
No kidding. The owner.
Wins it, and he donated the money back to Backstoppers.
That's
so
awesome.
It was
so,
that pot got up there, too. I think it was like a $500 pot.
Was it really?
Yeah.
Good. So. I'm glad to hear that. Yeah, I did make it because nobody knew who the winner was. They finally went in and announced it inside, I think.
The number, yeah.
And that's when we realized Brian won. Congratulations,
like,
Brian
Snyder. Can you win being the head, the guy who owns the place? And then he goes, oh, I'm going to donate it back anyway. They go, well, of course you can win then.
Yeah. Yeah, no kidding. That is.
But no, just everybody had a great time. And so many fans of yours, Mark. It was incredible. I went outside and mingled with folks and so many fans of the Mark Cox Morning Show. It was very cool. And then we got you out there for some photos, some people who wanted to get their picture with you, which you accommodated them. That was awesome.
Well, you know, it was humbling to see how many people showed up for that last night, which is why I was bummed when I had to leave. I left around 8 because I knew I had to get home and do a little bit of show prep for this morning and get a little bit of sleep. And
cigars
tell from
are
our,
always a good idea until they're not.
You know what I mean? The great thing about them is you get to enjoy them again the next day.
This morning I woke up, I'm like, this is like an ashtray in my mouth. Oh, my God.
I was telling Dan that. I was standing outside with Hannaford and Brad, the other producers, and I'm like, both my hosts are inside.
Still smoking cigars.
I'm like, their voices are going to be shot tomorrow. This will be amazing.
I heard Todd Pyro was complaining about that one day when we had him on. He'd been in a golf tournament the day before, and his voice was all scratchy, and he was blaming it on the cigar. And I thought he was probably overblowing that just a little bit, but I do hear it in my voice this morning.
Totally hear it.
I can completely hear it a little bit in my voice. Of course, part of that was also all the talking that I was doing last night, because
it seemed like a fun show with Reardon, though. So many people jumping in, and people from way back. I mean, John Beck and Glover and all the people who were, you know, on that round table with you. What was there, about six of you?
We had a lot of people came by, right? Yeah. Having John Beck on there and Glover to kind of reminisce on the very founding of this place, and John talking about what an experiment it was on their part. And there was more than one time when his bosses came to him and said, John, we're not sure this is going to work. And he's like, trust my instinct on this, and he ended up being right. Right, yeah, there was some hits and misses over the years.
Jaco talked about kind of a swing and a miss.
Yeah, yeah. He's like, you know, Jaco, you're welcome. Your voice is welcome on this radio station. We will challenge your beliefs, and it wasn't enough.
Yeah,
for Jaco, he didn't last. He didn't last too long. But that tends to be the case. But I was so impressed, because of course we had invited guests who we had planned, we knew they were going to be there, and then Catherine Hanaway walks in,
right?
The Attorney General of the state of Missouri just showed up at the party, which was great, and we would have been happy to schedule her. We just didn't think it was something she would have had any interest in attending. So Catherine's there. She's known this radio station since it went on the air. Obviously, I've known her for 30 years, because I covered her at Channel 4 when she was Speaker of the House, and when she worked for Kit Bond when I originally met her years ago. So it was great to get her on there, talking a little bit about this, well, our anniversary, and like the crazy situation with the sheriff in downtown St. Louis,
who she's going after aggressively for. They keep uncovering more and more things down there. It's just a mess.
The Lieutenant Governor, David Wassinger, showed up, which was fantastic of him to be there.
Was there.
Yeah, it was just a hit parade of people. Tommy Turbrock showed up. It was great to see Tom. Of course, he was on with Glover for many years. And he's just one of my favorites. He's just one of the nicest guys you'll ever meet.
Kind soul. Really kind dude. Yeah.
Yeah. Katie Cruz showed up, who'd also been on Glover's show. It was great to see her. And yeah, we just it was an old school night, and I wish I'd had longer to see and talk and chat with everyone. There were a group of probably 15 or 16 people there who traveled to Italy with me 2 years ago.
Oh, fun!
On a station sponsored trip that we sold on
was
the radio station.
Was that the group
station.
In the corner over there by
in the back
humidor?
Yes, yeah, yes. Yeah. And
I figured you knew all those.
They all bought VIP tickets, I think, and planned to be out there last night, which was great to see them, catching up with old friends. And by the way, we're going to do that again in January. We're going to be talking about a trip we're going to take next September to Switzerland.
Oh, wow.
And I'm hoping a lot of those folks are going to go, and then maybe some new friends can join us on that trip. It's going to be great. But yeah, that's why my voice is a little scratchy this morning, and I've been sucking down coffee.
I've been trying to just pound the coffee.
And I woke up this morning all stuffy, and I couldn't figure out
me
why.
Me too.
I know it was a cigar. It had to be.
I go, did I catch some last night or what? I mean, my head's congested a little bit, and I felt great yesterday.
Well, hats off again to Trisha, honestly. Yeah. I know she's probably not up this early, but maybe baby Bernie got her up early today. But this wouldn't have happened without her organization and bringing all these pieces together and promoting it and getting Brian Kilmeade and Shannon Bream and J.J. Carafano and all these people to phone in congratulations on 25 years. I mean, it was just an effort that all came together last night, and we appreciate that. And somebody came up to me and said, my friend Nick Zervos came up to me and said, you need to do things like this more often. And I'm like, you're right. We shouldn't wait for a 25th birthday celebration to have more station events like that.
Really? We should.
And Trisha's in the background shaking her head like, no, you know, I have no idea how much work this was. What she went.
It must have been good because our chat is awfully quiet this morning.
Yep. Yeah. Well, there are a few. Anybody,
they're all sleeping in.
But
yeah.
We had a lot of people who are on our morning Facebook chat who were there last night because they all came up like, oh, it's great to put a face to the name because we see them pop up constantly on our feed. But we don't get a chance to meet them in person.
Oh, yeah.
Last night we saw dozens.
Got to see a bunch of people last night. So one guy had a shirt that said, Scooter unfriended me, and it had the Annie Fry show. I guess it must have happened during something on Annie's show. he got banned by Scooter.
Oh, he did?
Yeah. How about that?
Scooter dropped him, huh?
I see Richie, who was out there late last night with the rest of us, singing, playing music, selling T-shirts.
They sounded so good. They were really good.
Look at him up early with us
this morning.
I know. Good morning, Richie. You were awesome, by the way. And he says Scooter blocked me, too.
Oh, my. Yeah, great job, my friend. And those Freedom T-shirts went quickly because I had people coming up to me wanting to know where they could get one, and I'm like, well, they were around the corner back there, but I was on the Reardon show and I never got a chance to see how many there were, but I know that they sold out pretty quickly. But you can get them on the website, so if you went there to get a shirt, they weren't there last night, you can also go to whiskeydickerson.com and they've got a big selection of shirts in addition to the Freedom shirt and show shirts from each of the shows here on 97.1 are available for purchase on there as well. All right. So I've talked too long. We'll get to the short list here in the next segment. How about that?
Sounds like a plan.
Today, ladies and gentlemen, my little girl turns 18 years old. My baby is 18 years old.
Isn't that crazy?
And already quite the accomplished singer. So in her honor, I ask Ethan, I think he'd already done this, to cue up her singing the national anthem before the Brian Kilmeade event that got broadcast nationwide on Fox Nation.
So we get some Cox talent on today?
This is it. We're going to listen to it. Hit it, Ethan, please.
Oh, say can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight o'er the ramparts we watched, who were so gallantly streaming, and the rocket's red glare, the bombs bursting in air, gave proof through the night that our flag was still there. Oh, say does that star-spangled banner yet wave o'er the land of the free and the home of the brave?
Yeah.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos,
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
The Mark Cox Shortlist, presented by Rhino Shield.
And the right-hand image shows what looks almost like some wartime bomb leveled the East Wing.
That's Anderson Cooper on the air last night trying to claim that if you look at a satellite image of the White House today, it looks like a wartime scene where Donald Trump has used explosives to level part of the White House. That's how crazed the media is over a brand new $300 million sparkling ballroom that's not going to cost the taxpayer a dime.
If some ICE agent gets killed, and we just saw an assassination attempt down in Dallas, isn't that not something that we should be really talking about like that?
The thing that we're demonizing is when ICE agents aren't following protocols. They aren't acting like law enforcement should act.
Brett Baer, I don't even know why you'd have J.B. Pritzker on your show, to be honest with you. He's bat crap crazy. He went on there and lied repeatedly about our national immigration and customs enforcement officers and accused them of awful things. You know what? I'm sorry, but if I know there are two criminal drug dealers or two illegal aliens in a building and I have to round up 30 people to find those two, I'm doing it. And that's okay. Everybody else will be fine.
They're just trying so hard and it's not working. They've even now started imitating me, of all people. They want to imitate me. And they start using foul language, but they use too much of it. You know, you can't use the F word 7 times in one sentence. It doesn't work.
Trump talking about the all the no kings, the protests, the some congressman that went after him, and was dropping F bombs all over the place. He's like, they want to imitate me, but they can't. So they're mad. That's it.
Can you believe people are getting this worked up over a ballroom?
I've heard all the talking points like you have from the left wing, especially the media. And be like, all he has to do is say, we're going to put in a gender neutral bathroom. And they'll be like, oh, we love your ballroom idea.
What Jesse Waters was talking to Kid Rock there about was there, what he said, can you address the rumor that you've already been booked as the first musical act in the new ballroom when it gets completed?
Oh, that's great.
And he's like, I'd love to do that. I'd be happy to do that. Can you imagine? This is going to be spectacular. I don't know why the Democrats are the least sentimental people in this country. They hate our history. They would tear down national landmarks, you know, because it's a statue to Christopher Columbus, or
Washington Memorial should be brought down because he had a slave or something like that.
These people are criminally insane on the left, and now they're mad because a building that, by the way, was only added to the White House a little over 100 years ago because they wanted to have some room, right? Well, it only accommodates about 70 people. I've been in there. It's a tiny little structure. There's really nothing historic about it other than the fact that it's roughly 100 years old, and it wasn't, frankly, apparently all that well constructed to begin with. And now it's going to be spectacular. But to hear the left talk about this, you have to listen to how far Anderson Cooper went yesterday talking about what former first ladies had to say about this. It's unbelievable. Listen to this.
The East Wing was home to America's first ladies. Betty Ford, that's her at her desk. She once famously said, if the West Wing is the mind of the nation, then the East Wing is the heart. Well, it has been ripped out.
Oh, my God!
The heart of the White House has been ripped out unceremoniously by Donald J. Trump without even asking we the people first. Do you think FDR or you name the litany of presidents, I had the list printed out a couple days ago, who of all the additions and the changes and the addition of the Oval Office. Go back and see if the media then was lamenting what a horrible idea this was to alter this building that was put up there. There are probably people in America that love to see it taken down because, remember, they argued that it was built by slave labor. They've made that argument before, and the whole building is racist. But now they're crying because one old wing of it is going to be torn down and replaced with something better that looks just like everything else.
I wish they'd call it the stateroom instead of the ballroom. I know Trump Towers all have ballrooms, and that's kind of a resort hotel term. But this is going to be a stateroom. This is where huge meetings can take place. This is where great dinners with foreign diplomats are going to be able to take place in our White House and make much better use of that acreage in that space than the 70 offices. Because there's a huge office building right next door. You know, the White House office building, which is kind of off campus, but it's adjoined. And that's where most of the offices for the White House are headquartered. So moving 70 people over to that building makes a lot of sense, and using this as something that actually becomes effective.
You know what they're afraid of, don't you?
Right.
It's going to be called the Trump Stateroom. That's what they're going to call it. You know they're going to name it the Trump Stateroom.
Donald
J. Trump Stateroom.
Yeah. Why not?
Well, why not?
It's
what
vision,
else would you call it?
Right. His vision, his idea. Let's
Or maybe it's the Barack Obama
gymnasium that cost $300 million?
$376 million of taxpayer money.
Thank you.
How about the big, beautiful stateroom? Wouldn't that be even better?
Yes.
The state dinner tonight will be hosted in the big, beautiful stateroom built by Donald J. Trump.
The MAGA stateroom.
The MAGA stateroom. That'd be even we're coming up with great ideas here. I hope the president's up and listening this morning. We're helping you out here, sir.
That's right.
The MAGA stateroom. Bigger and better than ever before. That's fantastic. I hope so. Anyway, if you came out last night, thanks to all of you. We can't thank you enough. We had a fantastic time, as you can tell. Both of our voices are a little scratchy this morning. I don't know how you get around that.
Still tasting the cigar, too. I can't quite get it out.
Yeah.
Two coffees in, and I'm still not quite
That's the key. I'm not a cigar aficionado by any stretch of the imagination. I smoked one of the ones last night that had like a Mizzou wrapper on it, so I'm sure it wasn't the best cigar there. But the better cigar you smoke, the less side effects you have from it.
Oh,
I
really?
Had determined that if you're willing to spend 15 or 20 bucks on a stick, it's less obtrusive the next day or intrusive.
Yeah, I think I may have had the same Mizzou stick that you had.
That's probably one of the keys. All right, stick around. It is Freedom Friday. We'll get to Dan's segment here in just a couple of minutes. A little later, J.J. Carafano and Congressman Eric Burleson. Stay tuned.
But don't give a f***.
It's Freedom Friday on the Buck segment, and today's social media warrior on this Friday is a conservative dad. This guy is boldly, constantly exposing the hypocrisy of the left, and today he's actually putting a big bright light on lies regarding this shutdown and Democrats who claim that it's the health care of America that we're fighting for. He says bullcrap. He says that the health insurance premiums are going to, you know, the big scare is that the health insurance premiums are going to soar and it's going to cost Americans, you know, millions of dollars in extra premiums, billions and billions. And he says it's absolutely a lie. He calls out the lie. He points it out. This guy is known as Patriot Dad 77 on X. And he's bringing the truth of protecting freedom every single day. And today he's calling out the lies. Hit it.
Are we yet at a place where we have collectively agreed that it is absolutely unacceptable? It's not okay for a sitting member of the United States Senate just to flat out lie to you? Because that's exactly what sitting United States Senator from New York, Kirsten Gillibrand, did just today when she posted this. She said, without key Affordable Care Act tax credits, a person making $65,000 a year in Tompkins County, New York, would pay close to $10,000 a year for health insurance. And that's the cheapest plan available. The problem? That is a flat-out, bold-faced, disgusting lie. Now pay close attention to what she's doing here. She's showing you the 2025 premium cost for a plan versus the 2026 premium cost.
He has a graph
for a plan.
The
problem
right now
is that this is showing you what the enrollee pays in 2025.
on the left.
This is showing you the entire cost of the premium, which about 80% of it is paid by you, the taxpayer.
Yeah, there we go.
This is the best graph that I have seen to date to fully explain exactly why the Democrats have decided to shut the government down and are refusing to budge.
This is an awesome
graphic. See that light blue section right there? That is why they shut the government down. That right there.
Little tiny blue part of
this graph. The yellow section is showing you the amount of premium that an enrollee in Obamacare has been paying. Do you see that? It's pretty consistent up until 2021 when in the Inflation Reduction Act, the Biden administration passed a series of expansions to Obamacare, one of them being what they call COVID credits.
Oh, my God.
When they use the word credit, you should immediately understand
Run.
That means it's a subsidy that you, the taxpayer,
right,
are picking up on behalf of the enrollee. If those expire, the only thing that happens to the enrollee is their premium goes back
to 2021.
To the pre-2021 level.
Yep.
Goes back to it.
So in other words, when they're saying all these people are going to be without health care or your health care premiums are going to soar, no, they're not. They're going back to what the Obamacare plan always said they were going to be.
Originally.
Yes.
Oh my God.
And not just originally, it's what everyone was paying for the first 6 years of the program. Only in 21 did they drop with this credit, so they basically were given back that money as long as they had the tax liability. And we're just saying enough of that. We're not in the COVID crisis anymore. If you want that exchange payment, you're going to pay the premium, and the American people aren't going to pay for everybody's health care. You're going to pay a premium like we all do with our employers, or you know what I mean? It's not adding cost to it. It's just returning to what Obamacare said was going to be a fair and affordable health care plan, which this exposes that, obviously. If you don't like that new premium because you've been getting this subsidy, then you should be screaming that the Affordable Care Act goes away, because it's done nothing but increase people's premiums, lower their coverages, and it's been a complete nightmare. And I think that's what this is exposing.
Only works if you don't. And I'm glad that he's exposing that, because people, if they're watching the mainstream media, they're only hearing the lies over and over and over again that this is somehow the Republicans not wanting to help pay for these subsidies and your costs are going to go up. Your costs are going to go back to what they were.
Well, and her lie was that this $10,000 annual premium was all going to be on the consumer. It's not. That's what the insurance company charges the Obama Affordable Care Act, that's what they charge the government. And the government only requires people based on their income to pay a certain percentage of that premium, right?
Right.
But the rest of it's all paid for by the public in the tune of half a trillion dollars a year.
Oh, my gosh.
But that's what they're fighting for, is that little sliver. You need to go out there and look at Patriot Dad 77 on X and look at the graphics he's referring to. It's just this little sliver of blue that we're arguing over, and we've shut the government down on, that people are going to have to resume paying that they used to pay in 2021.
Here's what you need to understand. Here's what the Democrats were going for with Obamacare, and because it's been an utter failure, it's backfired from that standpoint. What they wanted was a single-payer healthcare system. They wanted Medicare for everyone.
Yeah.
Right? Not just Medicare once you turn 65. They wanted everybody to be eligible to get Medicare.
They wanted socialized.
Not Medicaid necessarily.
Yeah.
They wanted to expand
medicine.
Medicaid, but they wanted Medicare for everyone. So it would be socialized medicine.
Yep.
And if you think that idea is dead, listen to the one and only Mark Cuban. I've just learned recently an Indiana Hoosier from Tom Ackerman tells me that Mark Cuban is a proud Indiana University graduate. This guy is a multi-billionaire. I got an idea, Mark Cuban. If you want everybody to be on single-payer health care, why don't you pay for it? But that's not what he wants. So he was at a meeting yesterday in Congress, and one of the reporters chased him down and said, are you really pushing for a single-payer healthcare system? Do you really think that could work? Listen to his answer. These conversations are still going on.
Well, yeah, not right this second, but over time, yes. I'm optimistic. I'm an optimist. Who knows, right?
And you're not in support of single-payer, right? You don't want to see that kind of system here.
No, it just depends, right? Look, if the cost of healthcare was $1 and we all chipped in a dollar to help other people get their healthcare, then people would say yes, they're not opposed to single payer, right? It's just a question of what the cost is.
And how much they would be paying in,
right,
in taxes.
What the cost is for everybody in taxes, right? And right now, the system is artificially inflated because we let all these companies get vertically integrated and abuse the system.
So he wants you to believe that the only reason we can't afford single payer is we let all of these companies vertically integrate and they're taking advantage of the system. So in other words, he wants to cap healthcare prices, which is the biggest failure in socialized medicine, Dan. It over and over and over again, when you, like, I don't know if you remember this or not, but when I got back from that trip to Europe, I had this conversation with a lady over there. And they've got this great medical school in Budapest, but they can't figure out why all of their well-trained doctors leave the country. Well, because they cap how much they can make. The cream will always rise to the top. So you go try to tell somebody who's worked their way through medical school, they've been in school for 20 years, basically. Some of them are 30, 36, 37, 38 years old before they get done with their residencies to finally become a doctor. And then suddenly they're making $600,000 a year, but they've got $500,000 in debt from going to medical school.
Yep.
Tell those people you're going to cap their salary at $200,000 because that's the only way we can contain costs within the system. First of all, they're not going to put up with that. Second, they'll find something else to do because they're very smart if they can become doctors. And number two, nobody's going to want to go through that for $200,000 a year. Who would put themselves through that? Nobody.
Yeah. And start with the premise of what does government do well now? You're going to put your life in the government's hands solely? Let them decide? You know, everyone talks about how the VA hospitals aren't as good as the private hospitals. Well, imagine an entire system that's overburdened by demand that's run by the government. It'd be so much worse than the VA. You'd have basically Canadian healthcare, where if you don't have an emergency appendectomy, if it hasn't ruptured, you're going to go into a four-month waiting line before you can get that appendectomy
absolutely.
Up there.
Yeah.
That's why so many Canadians come down here to get their medical.
Where are they
going to
go
procedure?
If we switch to socialized medicine? See, that's what AOC and all of these socialists like Mamdani, Bernie, that's what they all want in their little utopia they have in their brains.
Well, and it's the power
without
grab.
Ever thinking it through.
It's part of the power grab. If they can control your food, they can control your housing, and they can control your health care, what's left? Oh, and tax you out the nose for whatever income you have or whatever job you have, now you are solely at the mercy of the government in almost every important facet of your life. Socialized medicine is evil, and people need to understand because they will decide who lives and dies, ultimately.
It's where they started going with Obamacare because they thought if we can force health insurance companies to cover what we think they should cover, it's going to be better for everybody. Well, no, because that costs a lot more money to do that. Like, you and I don't need birth control coverage, but we have to pay for it in an Obamacare plan. You're forced to do that, even though it's not a service you would ever use. So instead of building a healthcare plan that suits your life, maybe you want higher deductibles because you're fairly healthy, or maybe you're sick and you want lower deductibles and you're going to pay a little bit more for whatever your plan is. Obamacare takes away those options from you only because it's subsidized.
Well, and look how hard these Democrats are fighting. They're willing to shut down the government in order to get this subsidy put in, right? But how hard are they working on the back end to try to lower cost?
Oh, they're not.
Not at all. They're not going after the insurance companies. They're not going after healthcare. Of course, you know, HHS and Kennedy and the president are going after Big Pharma trying to lower prescription drug costs. But at the end of the day, that's a blip of the total cost because there is some robbery going on.
There is robbery going on. When my mom goes in the hospital, she just got out of the hospital.
Right.
I bet she was spending a couple $1,000s a day to be in that room. And every time they came in to do her blood pressure check, every time they gave her a Band-Aid that cost $45, those are all costs that have been blown way out of proportion. Because they know she has good medical insurance, and they can get away with it.
Yeah, but the Democratic politicians run with blinders on and don't want to address any of those cost issues. All they want to do is tax you more, take control of your health care, tell you what you will and will not get, And you know what? This is how elitist societies are built. The elitist will get the good medicine, and you'll get whatever they say you'll get.
That's right.
And that's how they control it.
That is absolutely the truth. All right. Good segment, Dan. Thank you for that.
You bet.
Coming up, you know, one thing we haven't talked about this morning is this cheating scandal that rocked the NBA yesterday. This is pretty incredible. We'll talk more about it when we come back.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
A minute. So here's the deal. If I could buy a pair of those AI glasses the next time I play Texas Hold'em with my neighbors, that'd be great, right? But here's the deal. If I started winning at all those games, everybody'd know I was cheating because I normally don't. So maybe Chauncey Billups was already a good card player, so nobody noticed when he started beating everybody's butt because he had some kind of special cheating glasses going on. That's what they're alleging here. That's part of these nationwide arrests they made yesterday that swept up an NBA coach. At least one NBA player. I don't know how many other. Must be a bunch of others quaking in their boots this morning.
Well, it wasn't just the poker games either. It was actually some price fixing or a game fixing.
Game
going
fixing
on.
Within the game. Yeah.
And understand it is. People think, well, you know, they fix the game, win or lose. No, normally it's a point shaving thing. They're trying to keep the over under at a certain level, and they can control that because they can, especially a coach. He can go to a slowdown offense. He can tell him to start, you know, eating the clock. He can manipulate the game in so many ways to keep certain points. And that's what they're alleging. And it was all tied back to some gambling of the New York mob is what the FBI is saying.
Yeah, the Gambino family, the Genovese family, they were mentioning all kinds of names yesterday that you thought you're watching Goodfellas or something. I mean, it was pretty weird to listen to that FBI press conference because you just don't think about those things anymore. But they said that part of the plan was they set up these high-stakes poker games.
Yep.
And to lure people who are big spenders, you could play with pro athletes and coaches, including the Portland Trailblazers coach and Hall of Fame NBA player Chauncey Billups. And those were what the operators called their face cards because they knew that everybody would like to be around those people and be in a game with them. Well, little did they know that when they came into these things, it was all fixed. And they had... They had the tables they were playing on were able to read their cards when they had them face down on the table, and he had specialized AI glasses on that was helping him understand what cards other players had.
Well, the cards actually had some type of a print on the backside of them that you could only see with these glasses on. You couldn't see it to the naked eye. And you had to have these special, you know, readers, if you will. And he could read everybody's cards across the table. Yeah, I think I could win pretty much if I could read everybody's cards around the table.
Well, here's the thing about it. Like, I don't normally bet. I'm not somebody that, like, when I've been to Vegas, I've gone to the sports book and put $20 on my Kentucky Wildcats to win the national championship because that's an easy bet for me. I understand. I can look at the odds. I know I'm probably going to lose, but it's my favorite team and it's $20, so I'm willing to go do that.
Sure.
What's about to happen in Missouri on December 1st, I think, is all of these online betting apps are going to go live. You've heard the ads right here on the radio station. I mean, it's just not something I've normally participated in. If that's your gig, good for you. I have nothing against gambling. I don't. I've done it in many different forms. I play cards. I do all that. I just haven't done a lot of online gambling. What does this do, Dan, to undermine people's confidence in that? Because I was talking to Reardon about this yesterday on his show. If you're someone who's willing to go bet $50 on the under or the over in an NBA game because you think they're going to score a combined 150 points in the game, and you're confident of that, and yet one of the players was a part of this scam, and he intentionally takes himself out of the game where he'd normally score 30 points. He only scored 10 that night, and they didn't make the over. You lost your $50. I mean, this has got to undermine people's confidence in the game.
I've always felt it was going on. Very hard to prove because it is a personal effort thing, but you just sometimes watch guys and teams who just look like they lose heart in the fourth quarter. Or they run up scores in the fourth quarter. You know, they're up 30 and they're still launching threes and fast breaking and putting the pressure on. And I'm like, why are they doing that? Like, you know what I mean? It's like there's so many times I've watched professional sports and always thought this could be going on.
Well, wasn't it Jontay Porter, the brother of Michael Porter? I think he's been banned from
forever.
The NBA for a scheme similar to that, right?
Yeah, right.
And for tipping people off that it was going to happen so they could – they could bet accordingly.
Yep.
That was the and it's a danger to any game, but I would think that in an NBA type setting, it would, if you were a impact player, it would be easier to fix something like that than it is a baseball game or a football game.
And
because,
how big does the money have to be these guys are making millions already. Right? To play the sport, especially in the NBA. If you're a Chauncey Billups, Mr. Big Shot, I mean, this guy, he's got to have $100 million in the bank. How much more do you need, and why would you jeopardize your reputation and your image by being a part of a gambling scheme?
And I'm not – I mean, I agree with you because there's no way it didn't dawn or register with the people at that level what they were doing, that they were – challenging the integrity of the game. There's no way that didn't register with them. But I will say, and I argued this for years, is for people like Pete Rose, who will never make it into the Hall of Fame, didn't make it in his lifetime, and now I think it doesn't matter because screw Major League Baseball. I could care. The way they mistreated that man I thought was horrible. Because of this, was he guilty of betting on baseball at some point in his life? Yes. Did he ever bet against his team? No, I would argue he shouldn't have done it, but Daryl Strawberry is a good example of this. I think Daryl might even live in the area here.
He
now.
Does.
Daryl's a good example
St. Charles,
of this. He had a drug addiction, and he was treated for that and was given second and third chances. And a lot of major league athletes have been given those second chances. Gambling is an addiction, too. But it's never treated like that. And I'm not defending what any of these people have done, but some of them had a serious gambling problem, an addiction that was ignored. And that's kind of overlooked in a lot of this. I don't know what it does to the game.
I think it's going to keep growing, too. I bet the FBI is going to do more investigation.
I'll bet. Coming up a little later, we're going to talk to our friend Eric Burleson, the congressman. Stay tuned.
Get more at 971talk.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.